We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Chalitza Mutas Kashera. A Chalitza that was a mistake, it's kosher. Now what does that mean? What's it mean Chalitza is done by mistake is kosher? Eizu Chalitza Mutas. Omer Shlokos, this is the Pshat. Kol She'omrim Lo, you tell the man, Cholutz, Tu Chalitza Teres Isha, Uvekach HaTakoinza. And with that, you'll be able to marry her and do Yibam. So he doesn't want to do chalitza because he says, no, I want to marry her. But she doesn't want to marry him. So we say, do chalitza. But he says, no, I want to marry her. So he says, you know what, do chalitza. And with the chalitza, that will make you be able to marry her. And that's, of course, a mistake. And look, this is kosher. That's what Shlokas says. That's pshat in the braisa. I'm going to have shayna. I have a braisa that says, bein shen eskaven hu v'loin eskaven hi. If you do chalitza and he has kavana and she does not have kavana, or bein shen eskaven hi v'loin eskaven hu, or she has kavana and he does not have kavana, chalitza also psulach eskaven shnei. Both have to have kacha. They both have to have kavana. V'at amris, you're saying over here where he doesn't know what he's doing, chalitza sekshera, you have to have kavana. Here he has kavana, do something else. He has kavana to be kindnesser, not to mafkia the zika, not take off the zika. So I can say it's kosher. So it can't be pshat in the braisa. That's what Rebbe Yochanan is on Shlokas. It can't be pshat in the braisa. Ella, I'll tell you the price of Yerichan. The case was, about that case where you say that it doesn't work. Ella, the case is that kosher is, it's kosher oimrim loy chalotzla amanas shtutin lacham esayim zuz. You tell the guy, you know, you don't want to give chalitza, you know what? I'm going to give you $200 if you do chalitza. So he does chalitza, and then after you say, no, I'm not giving you, I'm not giving you the $200. The loch is, it's a good chalitza. Ah, you weren't mekayim tonight. So Rashi explains, because ain't Tanai b'chalitza. Why not? Because all Tanayim are learned out that the Tanai of Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, and there it's something that can be done on the Yashliach. Chalitza cannot be done. You can't send an agent to do chalitza for you. Let's say Yavim can't make it. He can't send an agent to do chalitza, and therefore it can't be a shli- you can't have a Tanai either, because Tanai is telling you something that has shlichus. Now, why can't you make a shlichus for chalitza? So the Rosh speaks out because it says loshen cholatz ma'al ra, it says v'cholza nalei ma'al ragloi, and it has to be his foot ragloi and not someone else's foot. That's what Rosh learns. In the Kovetz Aris, he learns a little more lamdish because he says that the chalitza, the ma'isa chalitza, is not what makes the chalitza. The chalitza is a ma'isa, and then the Torah says that makes her motel l'shuk, but it's not the ma'isa. So therefore, he doesn't have any kayach to make a shliach on that. There's no shlichas on something you don't have power for. Bishlam writing a get or giving kedushin, that is your own power. With your kedushin, you make the kedushin. So therefore, you can make a shliach for that. Mashenge chalitza, it's not your ma'isa, so therefore, you cannot, it's not your kayach to make the chalois, therefore you cannot make a shliach for that. That's the lamb's pshat and kovetz. Either way, the pshat and gemara is that there's no tanai by chalitza. Why not? Because it's not b'shlichas. Tayna mahachi, you have a braisa that's like Rav Yechon's pshat. Tayna mahachi, chalitza matas shera, a chalitza that was done by mistake is kosher. Ezu chalitza matas, kosher oimrim, chalutz la, l'mashit l'chom zayim zuz. Anyone that says to the man, he says, give her a chalitza and I give you 200 zuz, and he doesn't give it, that works. It's chalitza matas. Umayit v'isha echas, shenoflo fe yavam sheno hagun lo. There's one time a story that an isha fell to a yavam who was not right, correct for her. V'omru loy, they told him, chalitza la. Give her a chalitza. I'm not sure what we'll give you money. Even though they didn't give the money, they said it's kosher, like this braisa, like Rabbi Yechon Shan the braisa. So tomorrow's story. Who does the kamei the Rabbi Chia? Rabba. Amalah. There was a lady came from Rabbi Chia. Amalah. So she came to do chalitza. So Rabbi Chia told her, "Beat the Amaydi. Go do yibam. Do yibam. Stand up and do yibam." Amalei, Imei. So her mother said, "No." Her mother called out by the bezin and said, no, it's better if she abstains. That will be her amida. She doesn't want to do yibam. Let her do chalitza. Amalah, yadasle? So they asked the mother, why, you know the yavam? Like, why are you getting involved? You know the yavam? Amalah, in. I know him. He's not a good guy. My money knew who the chazala. He's looking for the money. She has money. He's looking for money. And he's going to marry her for the money and then use up all the money and then divorce her. And he wants to eat her money, that's why he wants to yibam. Not because he wants, he's a no good nut. So Amalah, so he, Amalah, lo yinichalach. So l'nichalach, Amalah. So they asked now the daughter, do you want to yibam? So she said no. Amalah, so they told the man, chalas lo. V'kach at the kainza, give her chalitza, and with that you're going to be able to marry her and get the money. The boss, the chalas lo, after he gave chalitza, Amalah, they told him, hashda, minach ifsala. Chalitza chitza ma'al chitza ma'al yisa. give her, now you, with that you made her apostle to you, now give her a regular chalitza. She's mutter to the world. Right, like this. We spoke out before that pshat and chalitza mutas, that's kosher, is with the tanai. But we said if he does it the wrong kavana, and he says, and he thinks with this he's marrying her, it's not a good chalitza. So here, that's what he did. He did that kavana. So chayra, it's not a good chalitza at all. So what's the problem? So what are you toy? What are chiyah toy? Chiyah toy at the lach is that even though it's not a good chalitza, but it does passel her now. Now she's passel to do yibum on. You're right. It's not a good chalitza. It's not a chalitza, but it's enough that it passel her for yibum. So now already he can't marry anywhere. So he says now he forced him to just do a chalitza because you can't marry her anyway. So do a chalitza. And now already he'll do a chalitza. Now why taka they do this shtick, which doesn't really work out? Why don't they do a shtick with the Messiah Mzos? Yeah, why don't they do a shtick with that?
Why do
anything?
He was in there. He didn't hear them talking?
No. What?
He didn't hear the conversation.
No, he didn't hear the conversation. So why didn't they make the tonight with him about giving him 200 Zos? Teretz is because he wanted to get married and that was worth much more than 200 zuz. So it wouldn't help the today. Therefore, there's no money. This lady was loaded. So there's no worth of the money. Therefore, they had to do this shtick. And this shtick, at least two life, that became possible. Rashi has another pshat and biti amaydi, ayin chom. We're not going to speak it out. Let's go invite saying Tosis, and that pshat has to do with standing up. And Tosis says, Mashmah here, lechatchila, stand up when you do yivam. Okay. So tomorrow, right? They even said before, Ben Yosef, they should stand up. They both should stand up. Another ma'isa, Bas Chamuad Rapapa, Rapapa's sister-in-law, which means the daughter of his mother-in-law, Nafla Lefnei Yavam Shein Hagala. She felt a Yibam that wasn't good for her. Also Kameh Dabaya, they came to Abaya, Om Leich Halotzla, of a Kach Adakoyntza. They told the fellow, that if you give Chalitza, that's the way you'll bring her in. He'll be marrying her. Don't you hold what Rav Yechanan says that's not a good chalitza to make that mistake? It's not a good chalitza. So why are you doing that? What was so? He said. So Abai said to Rav Papa, so what should I say? I'm late. You should tell him to do chalitza. You should tell the Yavam to do chalitza, and with that you get 200 zuz. The boss of the chalitza. That's what Abai did. Told him Yavam after chalitza. Amalah, so Abaya tells the Isha now, Zil Havle, give him 200 zuz. Amalei, so the Isha said, or Papa said, that the Isha could say, Mashata anibach avdalei. I was just making a joke. So this is, Rashi explains, even though he says no tanai by Chalitza, Lamaisi, she gave a word. She said that if he does Chalitza, I'm going to give him 200 zuz. So Rashi learns that therefore, you have to give it 200 zuz. The chalitza part is good, but you have to give it 200 zuz because you're mechayiv like a schiris. If you tell a guy, you mow my lawn, I give it $200, you have to give him $200. Here, I told him, you do chalitza, you get $200. So you have to give him $200, Maisa. Good, you're right, it's not ma'akiv in the chalitza, but Maisa, give him $200. So her papa said, no, she could say, I'm making a joke that I was just doing that in order to get you to give chalitza, but I didn't really mean it. And what do you see you could do that? Me like Tanya. So someone ran away from Beis Asurim and he came to a river or to a lake and he had to get across it. There was a little ferry there and he told the ferry, take me across. The regular rate is, 10 cents. Take me across. He said, no, for you it's $100. He said, yeah, $100. Vamali told the Nevavruni, I'll give you $100 and take me across. So there, when they finish, he says, you know what? I'm only giving you the regular price. Ein lo yelo schari. Alma, you see, amalei mashati nibach. You see, I'm making a joke. Hokanai mashati nibach. And the geder hadava is that anytime the person is mechuyev do something, so then you could do a trick on him and tell him I'll give you more money and then only give him what he needs, only what he deserves. Because you can say mashati nibach. Since he's mechuyev to do it, you can say mashati nibach. So both cases, by chalitza is mechuyev to the chalitza. Therefore, I can say I'm a shati bach by saying giving him $200. And the same thing when it comes to the case of Ma'avirus, the ferry. Also, since he's mechuyev to help someone, there we're talking about a case of kuch nefesh, a case of pidyon shvuyim. He's mechuyev to do it. Therefore, you could tell him I'm going to give you extra money and don't really give and only give him really the regular price. So that was a story between exchanging your papa and Abaya. Now, Rav Papa over here, you see, was very clear in the sugyas. He told him exactly what to do. Don't do Rav Yechanan, do the Titan Machazan Zuz. Then he asked him, you know, don't you have to pay? He says, no, Ksem Shatin Yabach. So why was Rav Papa so clear? So Abaya said, Abaya realized the reason Rav Papa was so good in learning is because his father and mother took care of him. They supported him, and he could learn like Mamish easily. So that Abaya, we know, was a Yosim, and he didn't have any parents. So he felt a little bad about that. So Amalei, Avuchecha, where's your father? Amalei Masa, he's in the city. Imachecha, where's your mother? Amalei Masa, she's in the city. Yav Bahu Einei V'shchivan. Rabbi felt a little bad, and like I had her a little bit. And with that, she died, his parents died, Papa's parents died. Avada, he didn't mean to do that. Just this was happened automatically from him feeling bad. That's what happened, that her parents died. A very interesting Gemara. I'll read you what the Yavitz says. The Yavitz says like this in the back. Kaloimar, Aideisha Amaloi Kach, Aideida, he said, this is what it was. Vahyadova Godol Be'enoi. It was a very big thing in Abaya's eyes. Zachara Paplakach, Sholto Behem Enoi Alderach Shomru, Komoka Shazachom Menehem. Loishu Neskavala Misim Chavsom. He didn't want to kill them, but just happened automatically. Akaponim, Ad Khan, that Gemara of. That the different way to make tanoim and the mises. The Gemara goes by chalitza mutas ksheira. A chalitza that's done by mistake is kosher. Like we said, the case was that it was a tanai and they were not making a tanai. Still, it's a chalitza that's kosher because chalitza is not beshlichus. Get muta puzzle, but a get that's done by mistake is puzzle. Another halacha chalitza muusas. If you force a guy to do a chalitza, it's puzzle. Get muusa. If you force a guy to give a get, it's kosher. So Frank the Gemara, what's the case? He's saying get muusas kosher. Echadami. If you force him until he says, you know, I want to get, then I feel chalitza nami. Chalitza also is good. He says, right tani. If he didn't say, I want, get nami loy. Get's also not kosher. So what are we saying, chalitza and get? So Gemara says, chalitza mutas lo'ilam kosher. Chalitza mutas is always kosher, which means if you fool a guy to make a tanai, and you say you give him money, and chalitza is always kosher. We get musa, muta'a, we get muta, we get by mistake, lo'ilam pasal. Chalitza Moses, we get Moses in the kosher and apostle. Chalitza that's forced, and it gets forced to have the same halacha, sometimes kosher and is apostle. If you say Reitzani, it's kosher. If you say, you don't say Reitzani, it's not kosher. Now, stop over here a second. What do you mean? Well, the Brisa is not like that. The Brisa says, get Chalitza Moses psula, get Moses kosher. Are we changing the Brisa now? That's what we're doing? We're changing the Brisa, saying both are the same halacha, we're changing the Brisa? Zokter Ritva, we're not changing the Brisa. This year, read it. Chalitza mu'usas psula v'huadin get. And that's when you don't say reitzani. Get mu'usa kosher v'huadin chalitza when you say reitzani. So why does it say by chalitza the psula might get the kosher? It's a chiddush. Chalitza, even though it's only a chiv alavin, so it's not so chomer, still, if it's forced, it's possible. And get when you say reitzani, even though it's a shalav eish zish, it's so chomer, still it's kosher if you say reitzani. That's why it breaks it down. Just chalitza musa psula means who I didn't get when it's not reitani. Get musa kosher is who I didn't chalitza when you say reitani. Now, what do you see the idea of reitani? The time of the price. So Yaakov, I saw he malam and shekayif and I say force him to give bring a carbon. Yaakov al karcha. Time of the reitani has to be reitani. Okay, it's that. Kayif and I say actually reitani. You force him by the carbon to he says I want to bring the carbon. I want to bring the chatas. V'chayata moitz v'gitay. V'gitay nashim. Kayif and I say jam reitani. Yosef al megitay nashim. You force him till he says reitani. Something more about it. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Shchayr, Amar Rav Huna. Cholzin af b'shem akir. You know, the halacha is, you do chalitza in a bezdin, and after they finish the chalitza, they write a shtar raya, to Adam who saw it, say, we saw it, this guy went to bezdin, he did chalitza. Now, Rav says, b'shem Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Shchayr, b'shem Rav Huna, that you make chalitza, even though bezdin does not know for sure that this is the brother-in-law. You see, a lady and a man come to bezdin, they want to do chalitza, so they say, look, you know, Reuven did chalitza to Leah, and Reuven ben Yaakov, and Leah ben Lavan, Bas Lavan did chalitza together, and they write it up, and they see the chalitza, and someone could write up in a star. So look, even though the best is not makir, you're right, it's fine, you can do chalitza. But manim, you do miun, you don't know the parties. Lefikach, therefore, ain't kois me get chalitza, I'm kemakirim. But the edim and Allah write to get chalitza, unless they're makir. They ain't kois me get me and Allah kemakirim. Why? Because if they write what happened, and then she walks into another bezdin and says, I want to get remarried, well, you did chalitza? Yeah, here's my chashtar chalitza. But maybe the guy who gave the chalitza was not her brother-in-law. So how do you know it's a brother-in-law? Oh, because Bezdin did it. No, but Bezdin does it even for that makir. So therefore, don't write the Shtar Raya unless the Edim know exactly what it is. Because we're worried the Bezdin, the next Bezdin, won't check up into it correctly. The Cheshina le Bezdin toy, and worry the Bezdin, the next Bezdin, will not check into it to see if it's Takar, the brother and a brother-in-law who did the Chalitza. Since they do Chalitza without checking them out, so therefore, you can't write a Shtar because the Bezdin, next Bezdin might make a mistake and certify and let them get remarried without checking up into the Yichas. But Rava Didei, the Rava says himself, no, ain't Chalitza Makirim. Bezdin will not do a Chalitza job unless they're Makir, who it is. Therefore, you can write a Shtar right. Because if it happened in Bezdin, we know it happened correctly. Even though the Edim don't recognize who this is, they can write what happened because they know what happened was true. What was the correct? Bezdin wouldn't do without it. But I'm not worried the first Bezdin forgot to check into it. So therefore like this. The feet of first Lashon, you can't write Shtar Raya. Why? Because Bezdin didn't know who it was and was scared. When you go to the next Bezdin, they're not going to check into it. Therefore, don't write Shtar Raya until the Edim know exactly if this is Taka, the lady's brother-in-law. Now Shaykh Rava says, no, Bezdin only does it if they check into it. So now, if you see it happen, you can write a Shtar, no problem, because we know Bezdin did it correctly. The first Bezdin might make a mistake. No, they're not going to make a mistake. So the first Lashon means the Cheshinim, second Bezdin Toyin. The second Lashon is going to the first Bezdin. Look, Cheshinim to first Bezdin to make a mistake.